Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 406 for the 6th of October 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to... Well, we don't have any stations connected. Never mind. Anyway, here we will pause. Okay, I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items that we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, you know, work on that. this net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC GMT, whatever you like to call it, on Echolink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank the owner of the conference, Michael, November Zero, Victor Zulu Charlie, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs, and you do not really have to be associated in any way with SDF. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, but I couldn't think of one for this week. So this is going to be another open mic net, anything that's on your mind. And I'm checking my dashboard, and I'm seeing three stations on there, stations that have been here many times before, so I think I could skip a lot of the explanation here. So let me acknowledge PY2BIL, N4RNW, and K0BIT. And let me reset before I get timed out. So let's see. Is there anything else I need to mention here? Right. So, it's just us four chickens here this week, so it might be a short net. So, I can't think of anything else to kill some time with, so let's start out by going with PY2BIL. Hi, Guillermo.
Hi, Wayne. And net, this is PY2BIL, Guillermo from Sao Paulo in Brazil, SDF username G. Carmeri. So, yeah, no topic for tonight. So what I can tell you, my topic lately has been my All-Star node that I mentioned several weeks ago that I have set up. So playing with that one, I got some new cases for my Raspberry Pi to dissipate more heat. So it's sort of a heat sink Raspberry Pi dedicated to that All-Star node. So that one is humming the whole day. And I'm jumping around listening to several nets there, mostly in the US and the UK, and having some fun with that. So that's quite interesting. Even though this past week or a little bit more, I was more dedicated to something different, which was setting up a home server here with Ubuntu and fighting with that thing. It's my first server. In that sense, right, I plan to do some ham stuff on that one later too, but I have to get it up and running properly. I'm not there yet, so learning. And by the way, SDF has been a great teaching tool for me in the past decades for that, so just wanted to mention that too. So that's all. Wayne, back to you. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. And fine business there with your All-Star node and your Raspberry Pi. I was kind of distracted here because I was trying to check to see if we're coming through on the Anon radio there. And I don't know, if anybody in there in the Anon radio comm room there, if you're hearing us okay, could you just kind of acknowledge that in the chat there so that I don't have to... feedback loop here. Let's see. Anyway, next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, Craig, and Bill. I see out there, too, on my list. Hello from Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Nothing really new down here. It's still hot. There's still thunderstorms running around the area every day. But fortunately, we have had no direct hits by any hurricanes. The state of Florida has not, including us. So that's good. As long as it rains, cools things down and builds up the water table, the hurricanes can keep their distance. Other than that, nothing new down here. So back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, thank you, Harold, and I hope it stays that way. They were predicting that it might be, we were always expecting it to be worse, but so far we've dodged a couple of bullets. So I hope that continues. Let's see, next on my list here is K0, well, before I go to Craig there, let me acknowledge that I see that VK2DY has joined us. So hi, Robert, you're on the list here. We do not have a topic this week, so anything that's on your mind, that's what we're doing here. So next on my list here is K0BIP.
Hello, everyone. K0BIT, that's Kilo Zero Bravo India Tango. Name is Craig. I'm in the New Orleans area. And speaking of rain and All-Star, I don't think we had, one day, not even a day. It was like 2 hours of rain in the entire month of, what is this, October? So it was September. So I don't know what was going on. And then we got a low pressure system out in the Gulf, which is kind of like an extremely weak tropical system. It's rotating counterclockwise, just like a hurricane was. No, it's not, nothing near a hurricane, but it's just sitting here raining, and it's just odd to have it like never rain and never rain and never rain, and now it's raining for like 2 days straight. So it's like, I feel like this is the new climate normal, okay? Extremes. And speaking of hurricane nets and All-Star, something that I found out about that's interesting to me, considering I live on the Gulf Coast and we got a house here and I grew up here, is the Voice over IP hurricane net, which is I believe it uses EchoLink too, and there's people who get on there, and they actually activated that thing. I wasn't a part of this, but they activated it for Imelda, I think. And I don't know, they talk about hurricanes, and I guess you could have a communication system if you need to do whatever you do on amateur radio, and it goes over All-Star, and I know it goes over EchoLink. So anyway, I don't know, no topic, so I got a lot of stuff on my mind, but, you know, once you get your microphone on your hand, you kind of go blah, 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 blah. Not sure what to talk about. So anyway, those are the things that have been happening to me. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Craig. And yeah, you don't have to feel obligated to fill up the time there. If you can't think of anything to talk about, it's okay to say, I can't think of anything to talk about, and pass the baton back to the next check-in. So, because they always come back later. If you think of something after you sign off or after you pass back to the net control, you know, we always come back for rechecks. So if you do think of something to add, you'll get a chance. So let's see. Next on my list here is VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney, where it's 11:11. A.M. Australian Eastern Daylight Time. We did a thing Sunday. We sprang our clocks forward, so we're now on Daylight Savings Time until I think April, but anyway, we're on Daylight Savings Time through the holidays and everything else, so it's good. I like it. I was outside in the backyard yesterday. It was 7 o'clock at night, and it was still the sun was just setting. It was still light enough to sit out there. So nice to have that back. We don't have a big difference between shortest days and longest days. I think it's about 5 hours. We're only 34 degrees south, so we're not that far away from the equator. But it's still nice. It's still nice to have the extra hour. We go from three time zones to five time zones because Queensland, Northern Territory, and Western Australia do not do daylight savings time. So the time zones, two of the three time zones split. So we now have five time zones in the country. Six if you count the unofficial one down by the South Australia WA border. But anyway, it is what it is. Let me reset for a second because I don't know how much. So I finally sat down last week and did all the soldering and got the PIDP-11, my little PDP-11 emulator finished. And got the switches in, did the test, the lights all work, everything works. So now all I've got to do, and I've got it sitting on my table here to work on, is I've got to program the Raspberry Pi. I'm sticking a Raspberry Pi 4 in there. It was one that I was using for a hotspot, but now that I have the M1KE, I don't use hotspots anymore. So I'm repurposing it as a PDP-11 emulator. So just got to get that all set up and plugged into the back of the PIDP-11, and we'll be able to play here a little bit. Including, I'm sort of looking forward to even doing the switch programming. You know, the switches work, and the switches are, you're able to enter programs from the switches, which is sort of cool, actually. Sort of takes you right back to the early 70s and programming the PDP-11. So, yeah, looking forward to that. That's just about there. It'll be there either today or tomorrow. This is a holiday, by the way. It's Labor Day in New South Wales. So people are streaming back to Sydney after a long weekend. So best to keep off the roads. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to...
Okay, thank you, Robert. A couple of thoughts occurred to me while listening to you there. One of them is that a Raspberry Pi 4 is kind of overkill, I think, for to be the driver behind your PDP-11 emulator, unless you're going to do some serious computing with it. But the other thing... I had two things I was going to say. Now I've lost. I wanted to ask, are you emulating a PDP-11 with 64K of total memory, or is it 64K of code and a separate address space of 64K for data? Or I'm assuming, though, that there's no memory management. It's a basic early PDP-11. Have I got that right?
Yeah, the people who've worked on the emulator software do various versions. You can actually run newer versions. Well, not newer, but I mean, you can run BSD if you want. You can run, just Unix, whatever the Unix was on it. I guess it was just called Unix. And you can run pretty much any software. You can emulate any PDP machine on it. Even though it's officially looking like a PDP-11, you can emulate any version of PDP. And yeah, the Pi 4 is overkill. I mean, I may switch it out eventually. I may just buy a Pi 0 and switch that into there because that's really all you need. So I may switch the, but that's what I have laying around at the moment is a Pi 4. So we'll repurpose it for that. And the nice thing about, you know, Pis is all you do is flip out the SD card and they can be anything you want them to be. So so we'll run it as on a 4 right now, and then maybe we'll order a 0 to stick into it and repurpose the Pi 4 for something else. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, fine business. Yeah, I was thinking a Pi 0 would probably be ideal. But, I mean, if the four is just sitting there gathering dust, you might as well put it to you. Let me acknowledge that Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Sierra Foxtrot, has joined us. We don't have a topic this week, so this is an open mic, whatever's on your mind there. And since I've given everybody else a chance to speak, it's your turn there, KF5ZSF.
Yeah, this is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Sierra Foxtrot, Colby, a.k.a. Boyd, Eastern Maine. I just checking in, about to head to work. Normally I work weekend night, so that's where I'm headed. I heard Robert talking about the pie. I have an Orange Pi 5 that I use as a little micro server. I use it to wake up my my main workstation whenever I'm away, and I've got that tied into Tailscale, and so I log in and then send a wake on LAN, and it also serves as a print server, which is just great. They're fantastic. I love them, and actually it's more powerful than a lot of laptops. It's got 6 or 8 cores and 8 gigs of RAM, which is pretty amazing. It's like maybe 3x4. Anyways, that's all I got. Just checking in. KF5ZSF.
Okay, thanks, Colby. And I just noticed somehow the Anon radio gateway got turned off. And I've turned it on just in time for the end of the net here. But thanks for joining us this week, Colby. Have a good night at work there. Right, so I think everyone has had a chance to speak, so now it's time for rechecks. If you want to add to what you said before, please call now. Okay, well, we're almost 20 minutes into it here, so that's par for the course, really, for this net, especially when we only have about 6 check-ins. So I'll just pause one more time. If you just thought of something to say before we close out, say it now. This is final call.
K0BIT. I have a question. Net control.
Go ahead, Craig.
Maybe you can field this question. Somebody on the net may know. So, I don't know if anybody knows about the 44.0.0.0/8 IPv4 address space. I think I said that right. It was originally allocated for amateur radio. Some guy way back when acquired those IP addresses. That's a /8, so. And he died. And he, one of his wishes was to, I don't know if I got the order of this correctly, but he, or his heirs, or however it went, sold a big block of that IPv4 space to Amazon, probably for multiple millions of dollars. It could have been $100 million. I mean, it was a lot of money. IPv4, as you know, with the issue with it. So anyway, they founded this organization called AMPR, and you could get IP addresses. Well, I got a block of IP addresses. I got a 44, but I have no idea how to route that thing. I don't know how to get routed on the Internet. You could actually use it to get routed on the Internet via, it's not enough for a direct announcement, but there's some kind of way to set up a VPN and a gateway, and I'm trying to figure that out. I wonder if anybody, I figure some SDF people may know something like about that. Back to you.
Right, yes. Yeah, you get the basics of it correct there. I think what you want to do is go to ardc.net or ampr.net, and I'm pretty sure, I know there's a mailing list, because I'm on the mailing list. I don't read it all the time, but I'm receiving and saving all the digests, but The mailing list is probably where you want to ask, like, is there a tutorial somewhere that you can start with? Or if you have a specific question, you can ask your question there. So try that. AlphaRomeoDeltaCharlie.net and AlphaMikePapaRomeo.net. And I'm not 100% sure that the suffix or the top-level domain is .net, but if those fail, try org and com, etc. So let me pass it back to you if you want to have a further question about it.
Well, I mean, I was wondering if anybody here, it's kind of a niche question, honestly. I mean, who does this kind of stuff? But I figure somebody might know. But anyway, yeah, that's probably the right thing to do, is to go on the official mailing list and ask the question about how do you actually do it. So I mean, okay. Well, anyway, that was what I was going to add, and that was my question. Thanks. Back to you.
Yeah, Craig. Do you see the chat? I'm not sure connecting to the Echolink conference there. PY2BIL dropped in a couple of URLs there, and if you do not see that, then I will recite them for you.
No, I don't use the Echo Link. Is there a web app? What is a web app? Echolink.org.
There is a website, Echolink.org, and that's where you would go to find. You know, there's tutorials and FAQs and all that, and that's where you would go when you first get involved with Echolink, because you need to establish your credentials as a licensed radio operator. But as far as I know, there is not a web-based Echolink client that would allow you to connect to, for example, node 9229 just using your browser. So let me just say that PY2BIL said that the URLs that you want are ardc.net or ampr.org, or you want to go to groups.io and subscribe to the ARDC mailing list. How are you connecting to it? Oh, that's right. You're using an All-Star node, right? Okay. Right, well, I don't know enough about All-Star Node to give much advice about that. Let me just say, PY2BIL, do you want to jump in there and give Craig some advice?
Sure, this is PY2BIL. I dropped those URLs into the chat, right? So ardc.net, that will be your main point there. And there's the groups.io group. ARDC, and that's the mailing list that Wayne mentioned also, which I guess you can subscribe on the ARDC.net site. Right. Now, if I have done what you want to do, no. It's a common question as I see on the mailing lists, right? And if you have the range, you know, the portal.ampr.org, I guess that's where you got your range. And you can ask and see if on those groups somebody can give you some advice on how to get started with that. But it's not something that I have done. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, yeah. There is some networking foo involved in gating your 44-net network with the regular internet. And while I've been interested in this for years, I have not actually implemented it myself. So I'm kind of as much in the dark, probably more in the dark than you are, because I haven't been pursuing it recently. So anyway, I'm trying to think if I have any other advice for you. Basically, just make sure that you are subscribed to the mailing list and read whatever resources there are available on the website. I mean, there should be some kind of tutorial or FAQ to get you started there. You've obviously, if you've already got yourself a 44-net subnet assignment, you're off of the starting gate there. So, good luck. and let us know how that works out. So back to you there, Craig.
Okay, well, thanks, everyone. I tell you what I'll do is after I get some traction on this, one of these days when I hop on this net, I'll bring this topic back up again. Okay, thanks, everyone.
Okay, sounds good. Final call before I close the net. Anything else? Okay, find my script here again. Here, so blah 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 blah. Right. So always looking for volunteers to be net control. So if you think you want to give it a try, drop me an email, jwh@sdf.org. or ab9fj@arrl.net. So I'll say that this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0030 UTC. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, Tank 73, and I'll be looking for you